Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis, coming to you from the Ventura Cigar Company studio. And with me, as always, is June Liu. How are you doing, June?
I'm doing good.
So today we are talking about the Pappy Van Winkle Tradition Bellicoso Fino. The cigar is 5-inch by 50 ring gauge, comes out of the La Gran Fabrica Drew Estate factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Ecuadorian Habano Oscuro. Binder is from Indonesia. And the filler is from the Nicaragua and the Dominican Republic. It is blended by Willy Herrera. Price point is a whopping $24.60. And the cigar was released in October of 2017. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your smoking experience like?
Damn, I didn't know it was a $25 cigar. Wow. Okay, anyways. Smoking experience. It was good. So first third, it gives good earthiness, spice, and it gives some of that sweetness as well. Mixed dried nuts, hay, spicier black pepper, like a natural sweetness coming off of like a mixed dried nuts, and a little bit of a barnyard note coming through as well. When I retrohale, it gives you, as expected, more pepper. It also gave me more mixed nuts, and I started getting this like really nice underripe snow fruit characteristic. Finish medium in length. With mixed nuts, dry earth, and a very soft, lasting black pepper. Strength-wise, medium to start out, kind of creeping towards medium full as the cigar progresses the last couple of thirds. And body was at a consistent medium. Within the second third, I thought the black pepper started kind of backing off. It gave me that really nice underripe stone fruit character, and it started getting more minerals to come through more. But other than that, all the other mentioned flavors are still the same. Well, then the last third, the profile shifts once again. I mean, it's definitely a short cigar that kept my interest the whole time. So within the last third, the main notes that I tasted are really nice, like toasted bread and minerals. And those notes had like a really nice black pepper note to it. That was kind of like a medium black pepper. Dried nuts, and that gives to and I thought that at that point it was a very like harmonious kind of a flavor profile. In terms of construction, I rated both the draw and burn to be very good, which is one notch below being perfect. Sharp burn line, pretty sharp, fairly a little bit of a flaky ashes, inch and a half self tap ash marks, one little minor touch up, and a really cool and slow burn. Draw a little loose for my liking, but I don't think it affected the flavors much at all.
Yeah, cause when I initially lit up the cigar, it kind of gave me a little graham cracker note that I was getting from the pre-laid draw on this one. It also had a little bit of a slight cinnamon there, but after a few draws, that graham cracker kind of got replaced by like a slightly charred wood, and then it was a really concentrated cinnamon note. At about a quarter inch in, I was getting like a little bit of black pepper that was kind of wrestling with that cinnamon note. And then at half an inch in, that cinnamon kind of won over the black pepper, which was kind of a mellow and smooth note. They additioned a little bit of cream. Retrohale was quite a bit of cinnamon, a little bit of oak in the background. And then strength was kind of like a slightly medium mark. Getting in the second third, oak was up front. Cream was slightly behind it. Cinnamon was really faint in the background. A half inch in, I got a little bit of a metallic note that kind of joined into the profile. And at an inch in, that metallic note was kind of like evenly matched with the oak, where the cream was kind of in the background and the cinnamon had completely left the profile. The metallic note kind of faded back, as the cigar was, as the second third was wrapping up, and Richard Hill was kind of carrying a dry cedar note to it. Strength bumped up to medium full for me. And the final third, dry cedar note was kind of what the profile was consisting of, a little bit of bitterness. That metallic note was completely gone at that point. A little bit of cream joined in, helped mask a little bit of the bitterness, made the, cedar slightly less dry. And that's kind of how the cigar finished up. The strength kind of dropped back down to be slightly above medium. In regards to construction, I thought it was really good. Burn line was a little bit wavy, but didn't need any attention. Ash held on just over 1-inch increments, and the draw was perfect. I had no complaints in regards to that. So what were your overall thoughts on this one?
For this cigar review, I actually went back to look at my notes for the Toro Pappy that we reviewed earlier last year. And I was just, comparing contrasting notes. And it almost felt like I was smoking two different cigars. I mean, on the Toro, I talked about how, flavor was like really generic and kind of muddled in that sense. For this Bellicoso Fino version, I talked a lot about like having, you know, a lot of the flavors that I tasted were like more distinct. It was more fuller in flavors. To me, this is no doubt the clear winner of the two. Something like that is interesting is, and it's something I rarely talk about is the wrapper on the cigar is pretty fragile. I had two of these for review, and both of them, I had to be very cautious when I removed the bands because even with the initial cut, like I cut through the wrapper and it unraveled a little bit for me on both of the samples that I smoked. So, you know, just make sure you're cognizant of that and you should be good.
Yeah, you mentioned that this is the second Matola that we've done a review on. I was kind of interested to see what difference that if this one might have provided, but kind of in the end, I felt like they were, you know, pretty much the same. Similar cigar, and there wasn't much of a difference. That slight metallic note, kind of in the second, third, I didn't experience that in the Toro. But otherwise, construction was pretty good. I'm just, personally, this is just my palate. I just don't see the draw to this cigar. Flavor-wise, I just think it's kind of fairly average. Like you said, there's a little bit of fragility to the wrapper on this thing. But, I mean, to top it off, you throw this immense price point on it, and it's absolutely non-starter for me. I couldn't see paying this much for this experience, but that's for my palate. I mean, other people may really like the flavors and they may find that the price point is, you know, palatable, I guess. But for me, I can't do it. In regards to scores, I gave it a 6 even. You gave it a 6.92. How do you think that matched with your experience?
Matched pretty well. I mean, I thought the flavor profile was overall good. Construction was pretty good. Very good. So, you know, upper sixes, lower sevens, you know, it's kind of right in line with my expectation.
Yeah, I thought it was slightly above average flavor profile. I thought the first third was good, and after that, it was just kind of average the rest of the way. Construction was really good, so that's kind of what helped it up. But yeah, around that six mark is kind of where it falls for me. Any other final thoughts from you on this one?
I'm curious as to, I don't think I'm aware we're going to be previewed to something like this, but I'm curious as to the sales figures for this Pappy line in general, right. You know, because it is no doubt pricey, and it's marketing. The way I see it is it market towards, of course, Pappy bourbon. And I haven't really seen that many like ads or anything where, you know, they talk about pairing it with Pappy bourbon, which is kind of, but.
Well, you can't afford both. You can only afford the bourbon or the cigars, as you know. You got to pick. You got to pick one or the other.
Yeah, probably. But I mean, I thought it was a good cigar. Is it? Are any cigars really worth more than like $20? I don't think so. But then again, I also do have a collector side of me in which I like collecting stuff. But this is pretty steep, no doubt. But it does taste good, in my opinion. So,
if you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, but also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Be sure to follow us on all the social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. And you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.